السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب, میں اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی گرانٹ یو عافیت اینڈ گڈ ہیلتھ. مفتی صاحب, میں اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی بلیس یو ود مور نالج اینڈ حکمہ. مفتی صاحب, دی پلیٹ فارم از یورز دس مارننگ.
وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارک اللہ فیکم مولانا سلیم کریم, جزاک اللہ خیرن فار آل دی دعاز اینڈ سپلیکیشنز, جزاک اللہ خیرن ٹو آور ٹیکنیشینز برادر جنید خان اینڈ آور برادر زکریا. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم, اما بعد, اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Zulqa'dah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and verses 15, 16, and 17. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is addressing every one of us, the Supreme, the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, and Almighty Allah created us and says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind. So every one of us, male, female, adult and child, Muslim, non-Muslim, everyone is being addressed here. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, you are in need of Almighty Allah, you are dependent on Almighty Allah. Just look at our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our body anatomy, head to toe. How can we function without the mercy of Almighty Allah? How can we function without water, without oxygen? How can we function if there's no sun, there's no moon, there's no stars and everything? Because we see it every day, we take it for granted, but we need to reflect and do so introspection. If a person tells you that this book or this car or this machine came into existence on its own, you will say that person needs to go to the asylum and he's insane and mad. But so crazy it is nowadays. People are atheists, people accept secularism, there's nothing like religion or Islam or what have you, Allah forbid. So we tend to forget the greatness, majesty, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah. Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, O people, antumul fuqara, fuqara the plural of faqir, you are dependent on Almighty Allah. Therefore, when we make dua and beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, we say these words, وَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ, Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Chapter 7, verse 151. Whilst you, Ya Allah, exclusively, you are the only one who's the most merciful one to show mercy. And who is Almighty Allah? Juxtapose the two. وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. Whilst he, Almighty Allah, who al-Ghani, is totally independent. He does not need anybody, anytime, anywhere in the universe. Remember that Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, bahut hi be-niyaz hai. That's a very good translation in Urdu, which means that Almighty Allah is absolutely, totally independent. And he was, he is, he always will be. Everybody, everything else, we shall perish. Remember that. And we should also remember the hadith Qudsi, wherein Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and Allah ta'ala says, أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم, that all of you can become Muslim and pious people and very, very pious, super pious. It will not increase the majesty of Allah even one iota. And where every one of you, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, become Iblis and the children of Lucifer, it will not diminish the majesty, power, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah. Wallahu wal ghaniyul hamid, He is the only one worthy of praise all times, all places and all circumstances. Therefore these are wonderful names to keep: Abdul Ghani, Abdul Hamid. Or for you, my daughter, then now you gave birth, so you say for your daughter, yes, you just gave birth to Amatul Ghani and Amatul Hamid. Choose these type of names where we use Abd or we use Amma. Amma for a female and Abd for a male as a prefix for the honorable, wonderful names and attributes of Almighty Allah. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has the means and the power. He can go and decimate, destroy us in 1 second, less than a second. Iyasha, if He decrees. Yudhibkum, that Almighty Allah will remove you. One earthquake, one tornado, one hurricane, one flood, and everything finished. So Yudhibkum, He removes you. Wa ya'ati bi khalqin jadid, and then He brings a new creation. New creation. Wa in tatawallo, when you turn away from the message and the mission you were given, then yastabdil qawman ghayrakum. You know, in our Mayman, Gujarati, Urdu, we use the word ghayr qawm. So remember, Allah will bring other people, and then they will practice Islam, become ambassadors of Islam. Thumma la yakunu amsalakum, and then they will not be like you. That we just take Islam for granted, and then remember, sometimes we practice, sometimes we don't practice, and so forth and so on. Nay, these people are serious about it. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is warning us that nobody should think that they can be the indispensable. Remember, by Almighty Allah, whatever He does, it is just His favor and bounty upon us. Go and read chapter number 47. And that is Surah Muhammad, named after the Master Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the last verse, chapter number 47 and verse 38, where Allah speaks of this. If you turn away and Allah Ta'ala replaces you with another people, then those other people will not be like you. And see how many new Muslims, people who reverted to Islam, how they practice on Islam. They are better than us in many cases and instances, that we are born Muslims, but sometimes it leaves a lot to be desired, our actions, our speech. وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ, Allah will replace you with somebody else. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ, and that is not difficult for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. There's nothing difficult for Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, verily He, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, has power over everything. So we should always beg Almighty Allah, fi sarra wa dharra, at good times, during the time of prosperity, thank Allah Jalla Wala. Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. O Allah, all gratitude, thanks is for you. All praise is for you. And at difficult times, in dharra, at the time of adversity, say alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Wa na'udhu bika min hali ahli nar. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, we still praise you, Ya Allah, in all cases and circumstances, and we seek your protection from the people who have landed up in the fire, meaning they're destined to go to Jahannam and a hellfire, Allah forbid. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us present to you today's news, views and interviews. Very, very interesting. 25th of Zulqadah, 1445 in South Africa, Southern Africa. 26th of Zulqadah, 1445 in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa and majority countries of the world. Gaza genocide, GG, day number 241. 8 months have passed already. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, that in the past weekend, 3 Jutlas were killed and dispatched straight to Jahannam. Many others are in transit and injured severely. So they also will land up there in the hellfire, insha'Allahul Aziz. So they took a survey, and there in Israel, according to the Haaretz newspaper, if they have elections today, this week, Gantz, he will have 69% of the vote. And remember, BB, the war criminal, they all war criminals, will have 51 seats and so forth. So that's the election poll currently. So BB Netanyahu doesn't want elections, and he uses this as an excuse. We have to dismantle, remember, Hamas and bring back the hostages. But he doesn't want to bring back the hostages, because once that happens, then it is game over, there'll be elections, he will lose, and then for him is jail. Gideon Levy writes the following: Israel has obtained nothing in the war in Gaza, meaning they are losers on all fields. Yet again, he writes, Gideon Levy, Biden wants peace now, but Israel continues with the war. So there he summed it up very, very well. And these haramis in Israel, if you know anything of Syria, there's a place called Halab. Halab is called Aleppo. From Aleppo, our honorable teachers come from there. Our Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, the tafsir, mufassir, commentator of Quran, hails from there. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, rahimahullah, our teacher in Hadith also, he hails from there. Khattatul Quran, the greatest calligrapher of the noble Quran, who's still alive in his mid-80s, 86, 87. So he is there, still in Medina Munawwara, with Sheikh Usman Hussein Taha. So Allah Ta'ala protect him, shahfidahullah wa shafahu wa ra'ah. So he hails from Halab and Aleppo. This Israeli jutlas, and remember, they attack Halab and so forth, and murdered and killed so many people. All that for them is legal, because they feel they can do as whatever they want to. In Nigeria, things are bad from today because the public servants are going on strike. So don't think of going to Nigeria this week. The situation there is very, very volatile. Maldives, we salute you. Maldives say all people who are passport holders of Israel, they are not welcome and they will not be allowed to enter into Maldives. So very good. Some jutlas are staying there in Maldives, so their foreign minister told them, you'll better leave. Yes, get out. We don't want you there. Get out from there. So mashallah, we visited Maldives, so they try and practice on Islam to a great extent. President Muhammad, we salute you, and we say you took the right decision. Never fear these haramis. So more than 50 bodies retrieved there in Jabalia. Remember, this is where they bomb the children, the women, indiscriminately. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Hezbollah of Lebanon attacks the jutlas in the Golan Heights and Nahariya, and there some places the fire is still burning and not extinguished. So remember, Hezbollah, the Shias, the Kufar, but we must acknowledge a great, great contribution from their side, and from Yemen, the Houthis, the Ansarullah, they also Shias, non-Muslim, and they have hit and struck, remember, 3, 4, or 5 British and American ships and liners. Very good. Any person causes harm to America, to Britain, to Israel, the triangle of the trio, you understand, satanic trio, the axis of evil, as we call, so remember, we will support them right through. Hamas accepted Biden's proposal. Israel rejects it. Netanyahu says you can't have a permanent ceasefire. His two ministers, who are war criminals and they are 100% terrorists, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, say they will resign. Go to hell and resign. You are a cursed nation. You have to ask, you don't matter. And you are a non-entity. Trump says if he is arrested, the public will not accept it and take it lying down. They will react. there will be violence and so forth, and the American Constitution is not worth the paper on which it's written. They say even if he is placed in jail and he can still become the President of America, so they will make an Oval Office for him there inside the jail, I suppose. That will be another first, you must remember. For Mr. Trump, with his Stormy rifle, remember that. Mexican elections, both sides are women, and they say there's so much femicide there and gender abuse. Women are being killed and harassed and raped and what and what's happening there. So a president, whether it's this party or that party, first time in their history they'll have a female president. You know, America never ever had a female president in its 250 years. Israel never ever had a female president in its 76 years. It had a female prime minister but not a president. So they should be the last ones to talk. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, the Harami, trying to curry favor with Modi and with the Indians and the Hindus and idol worshippers. Now in Jeddah, all you Salafi scholars, hang your heads in shame, speak against them, write to your embassies, tell them you're not going to collect their money, scholars for dollars. Yoga events held there in Jeddah, and they're promoting yoga to the young Muslim children there and so forth. That is your new Saudi Arabia, kafir country, kafir rulers. You can quote my fatwa in any part of the world. That is what it is. Modi, the war criminal also, and the person who's anti-Islam, anti-Muslim, and remember that we know what he did in Gujarat and so forth, the butcher of Gujarat. So he is poised to win a third term in India, whether it's via Dhandli rigging or whether via AI, artificial intelligence, or what have you. But majority of the people in the opposition don't believe it is free and fair. But anyway, that's the reality on the ground. More than 30 people injured and one dead in Ohio. There's a shooting. You know, America is a crazy place. They just take out the gun and start shooting. So that is what happened. One person dead and more than 30 injured. Ukrainian, you must remember that what they are doing, that now they want to escape. They want to escape from Ukraine. They want to escape conscription in the army. And now they want to cross from this river to that place and so forth. Many of them are drowning in the process. So Ukrainians drowning to run away and escape. Another crazy story. China ready to attack Taiwan. They say if Taiwan declares its independence, then we will attack them and take action forcefully. So that will be another case for American failure. In Gaza, our Hamas is defeating Israel, and they all know that. Notwithstanding the help from the West, whether it's Britain, whether it's America, European countries, and the Arab tenpot dictators, Haramis and Murtads. And they in Ukraine, Putin is our man. Putin, I like you. You're a Pakka Harami. We need Haramis nowadays. And he's giving the Americans and the British and Europe a good thrashing. Zelensky is there in Philippines, and now they're opening an embassy there for Ukraine and so forth. And now if China attacks Taiwan, so America is already overstretched and losing everywhere. Uten Haag and PE, a sad story. Remember Saturday night already that the rain came, the floods came, and yesterday I spoke to people who have family there and children there in Uten Haag and so forth. They say huge damage. The last I read was 7 people passed away, and I'm not sure whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim. They just said 7. That's what I heard. There's many, maybe more also now, and millions and millions and millions of rains, damage people's farms, people's shops, houses and so forth. All of you in Uten Haag and PE, read now also with me. Allahumma hawalayna wala alayna. Allahumma hawalayna wala alayna. Ya Allah, do not stop the rain. Send the rain, it's your mercy, but don't send it upon us. Send it to other places. Send it to Lusaka, send it to Chipata, send it to Zambia, Ya Allah. So see the beauty of our religion of Islam. And that is the dua, authentic hadith mentioned in Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, famous kitabs, all of them have it. Allah always protect us. The Saudis are pretending to be Pakistanis. They wear the Pakistani kurta. Yesterday, few people sent me these messages from the UK and from other countries and so forth. My family member went and then they harassed him and so forth. Why are you wearing the Palestinian scarf? Why this? Why that? And they have the whole Saudi Arabia is prowling with police in normal clothes, civilian clothes, but they all are chamchas and sidekicks of MBS and their government. So don't trust anybody in Saudi. They will tell you that why this, why this. You must say, I know nothing. I came for Umrah, I came for Hajj, I came for Ziyarat. Cut the conversation short and walk away. You must remember that. Otherwise, there will be big, big problems there and so forth. Another harami and sad story here in South Africa, Mrs. Halima Hussein. She was martyred and killed by a Zionist Jutla Harami. You, the police, should shame him and name him. And last night was a janaza there in Durban. Her husband is critically ill and a critical condition. And remember that her son is also in critical condition after the stabbing and attack and what have you and so forth. So may Almighty Allah dismantle the Zionists and may Almighty Allah destroy the Jutlas and the apartheid regime of Israel. This was our call for 40 years, remember that. When I was teaching in Darul-Uloom, I used to teach them about Zionism and the Jutlas and so forth. More than 40 years, 45 years now with Allah's help. And remember when I came to the media, CII, and now our Marcus Sahaba, Alhamdulillah. That is our aim, to dismantle the entire apartheid regime of Israel. And therefore they record my program for the past 20 years and more. We're very happy about that and so forth. South African elections, let me give you the latest. ANC crying, weeping. Why? Hurricane Zuma came and decimated them. 71 ANC MPs have lost their job. Write that down. 71 ANC MPs have lost their job. So let me give you now the reaction. The DA, their leader said, I heard this myself yesterday. So he said, we sent out our team, right? And they have a mandate to discuss with any party how we can go and make coalitions and so forth. But they must not go to the EFF of Malema and they must not go to MK, and that is Zuma's party. Beside these two, any other party, they can negotiate and discuss. The PA, Mackenzie, says, yes, I will give you ANC my support and my votes and everything. Proviso and condition, I must become the Minister of Interior Home Affairs. How you like that now? So that's his proposal. MK Zuma, President Zuma, because I'll call him rather President. Cyril is on his way out, according to me. I hope they get rid of him. So anyway, MK President Zuma says that if you want coalition government and so forth, government of national unity, two things must happen. Cyril must be out. He can't be president. He must resign, which I agree with. And second one is that there must be presidential pardon for him. I told you, Cyril, last year, how many times? Give the man presidential pardon. You didn't agree because of your ego. And see now what a disaster awaits you. Humiliated in the whole world. Remember that. And that is what I told you in 94. But who will listen to us? I told you this in 94. I said South Africa needs a very, very strong opposition. And you can't allow the ANC to be in charge everywhere. Absolute power brings absolute corruption. And now only after 30 years the South African realized it. But nevertheless, better late than never. So that is what we see. So they will are going for a government of national unity. We hope some sanity will prevail. The leader of the Freedom Front says, when we go to parliament, everything settled, then I, the leader of Freedom Front, Groenveld or Groeneveld, whatever his name, I'm not 100% sure of the pronunciation, be that as it may, he said, I will be the one to say, we must revisit Pala Pala, and then once Osiril is found guilty, he will have to resign. That's exactly what I'm saying. Pala pala is a stain on you, Cyril. You can do whatever you want to. That legacy of yours will remain forever, just like our Maulvis and Sheikhs and Imams who closed the Masajid, and they were all canvassing in Cape Town and here in Fordsburg and Joburg and there in Durban and holding big, big meetings and invitations for ANC. Where are you now? People got no confidence in you, and they got no confidence in the ANC. So that is the long and short of the whole story. Today, my brother Dawood Munli, inshallah, will be visiting, remember, Reservoir Hills, and you can go and, inshallah, just contact him and tell him he'll come to your house and sort out your radio decoder free of charge, 063-403-2743. That is brother Dawood Munli, 063-403-2743 today for Reservoir Hills, inshallah. Then my brother Bilal will be there in our studios, 2 Grace Avenue. There you must remember, behind the West Hood Mall and in Westworld, and next to the Musalla Abu Bakr. So you can contact our brother Bilal, 082-099-0023, inshallah. Our program for today, inshallah Aziz, 8:30 to 9, Mozaid, myself, we will discuss the results of the South African elections 2024, and what are the consequences of that. 1 to 2, the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, report back of last week's activities, trip to Johannesburg. Wonderful week it was, I must tell you that. And thereafter, tonight, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, will be Q&A with Maulana Khalid Yaqub. Our Hafiz Wadi is not too well. Allah Ta'ala grant him shifa. Maulana Salim, we have about 17 minutes left, inshallah. So let's fire up, inshallah, with the mercy of Allah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ustaz, regarding those decoders, in Northern Natal, lots of brothers are not getting connected to Markaz Sahaba. Is there anybody in Northern Natal who could, inshallah, tune the decoders so they could be online with the, inshallah, Markaz Sahaba, Ustaz?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Northern Natal refers to our Newcastle, Ladysmith, where Maulana Salim Karim is, mashallah, and then our Dundee and our Freyhead and all these areas here. So Allah Jalla Wala make easy. So what we are doing is this, that we send out to you, I'll try and send it out again today, that we have a way that whatever decoder you have, the new ones, old ones, then we show you step by step how to reset it, how to retune it, and so forth. But if you are like me, you're not technical savvy and so forth, simple Simon and naive person, then you get all these people who fit, you understand, the dishes and the radios and so forth. Just call them, you must remember. Obviously, they'll charge you, and in that way, there you will be then online again and so forth. So because for us now to send Junaid Mota or somebody from here, I mean, it's not practical, remember that. So that's the best we can do for the moment. Unless somebody from Newcastle, Ladysmith or Dundee, you tell us you are prepared to do it, you are prepared to charge, the people will pay you 50 rand, 100 rand per decoder for your petrol, for your effort and so forth, and you're reliable, and you tell us which alim you know, we will contact him for inshallah, and then we will promote you on air. So anyone in Northern Natal, anyone in Pretoria, anyone in other places, that see how that Fahmi Mal came on. Fahmi is a person here in Benoni. I don't know him. I haven't met him. He contacted me, and then he went to Heidelberg, Balfour, Nigel. I just spoke to Heidelberg yesterday, and they're all very, very happy. You understand? Their radios are working. Fahmi is there in Benoni, 084-200-1867. Fahmi, you should go to Pretoria, you know, and if you're prepared to go, just tell me, and then I'll announce it which day you'll be going there, because a lot of calls from there also. Allah Jalla Wala make easy for everybody. In Pietermaritzburg, we got Salim Bai there. Maybe we must send Salim Bai there to Northern Cape. I'll speak to him and see. 083-370-3896, and he, for Fahmi, 084-200-1867. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for one and all.
One Maulana in our locality was adamant that Muslims should vote ANC. Now that MK took the town, he said it's a shame that Muslims did not vote for the ANC. Mufti Sahab, your thoughts on this?
You must ask him, Maulvi Sahab, how much money are you getting from the ANC? How much money they're giving you? You're a scholar for dollar. That one Maulvi said is wajib bin farz. He used the word farz. That the people said to him, Polokwane, you must go listen to the lecture and so forth. Crazy people, you must remember that. Absolutely haram things they say. And today, where are they going to put their face? You must remember. In Cape Town, the sheikhs were saying, you must remember, you must vote for ANC. Yeah, our Maulvis and them, yeah, Jamiat and them. I mean, let's name them, what is there? It's well-known fact they took money and all that from the Motsepe Foundation and all that and so forth. And they're 100% ANC. When they in apartheid, they were 100% with the white regime. Now they're 100%. Where are they going to put their face now? So you must remember, absolutely humiliated, disgraced. They in Durban, they got one Siamese twin of theirs. You must remember that. He also just promoting, you must remember, ANC and making dua. But the duas didn't help, you know. So all these things, yeah. Everything catches up with you when you do unda, danda and upside down things. Quran says so. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ سَيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِ. Whenever you're plotting people against people and so forth, then you will get humiliated sooner or later. In Arabic, we have a wonderful proverb in saying, مَنْ حَفَرَ حُفْرَةً لِأَخِيهِ وَقَعَ فِيهَا. You dug a hole for me, you dug a hole for somebody else, but you fell inside. You see, Allah Ta'ala has a system, always remember that. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلُ فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرُ. That Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. He is the best protector and best helper. I'll tell you this thing here. I won't say all, but I'll tell you 90% of these Maulvis and Sheikhs and Imam and Muftis and whoever else who align themselves with the ANC, a bunch of Muftias, they're getting some benefit directly from ANC. I said it and I'll repeat it 100 times. I never ever voted for ANC or DA or EFF in my life, and I'll never vote for them. Remember that.
Mufti Sahab, are you allowed to read Salah with clothes that have blood from a Qurbani animal? Or from the blood, from the meat.
Remember that Quran Sharif teaches us, oh, damam masfuha. Once you have the blood that has been gushing out from the animal and so forth, then that is najis and impure. If you read Salat like that, it's not valid. You have to repeat it, you have to wash it and so forth. That is enshrined in the noble Quran. So we need to know all these issues before we make the qurbani and before we sacrifice the animal. Read Surah An'am. An'am refers to this, the Qurbani animals. An'am means al-ibil, the camel family, al-bakr, the cow family, the ox and bull and whatever you, cow, whatever, and the ghanam, the goat and sheep family. So Almighty Allah states in chapter 6, Surah An'am, they translated loosely in English as the cattle, chapter number 6, verse number 145, illa ayyakuna maytatan o damam masfuha o lahma khinzirin. So remember, damam masfuh, that is the blood that gushes out, oozes out. So that is najis and impure. So not permissible that. So the blood that is stuck to the meat and so forth, you must remember. So that is not najis. It's not flowing, that is. So remember, najis means impure, napak, what you say. But like this, the one that came out and gushed out from the animal is on your body, on your clothes. Your salat is null and void and not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, is it compulsory for a husband to buy Qurbani sheep for his wife?
My brother, we don't say it's compulsory. You know, one thing is compulsory and one is ethical. So I always said this, you understood. You, my brother, who posed this question from Durban or from Hong Kong or Haman's Kraal or wherever you are, I pose to you 3 questions. See how long you are married to your wife. 10 years, 5 years, 15, 20 years. How much Qurbani did she make? She left her beloved parents, she left her place of birth, she left her siblings to spend the remainder of her life with you. So what is the big deal if you have to spend 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 on her? You buy a nice healthy goat, sheep, a camel, a share there, or a cow, 1/7 a share there in the cow or camel or whatever you. And you say, my poor P, oh honey, I spend my money for you. I really appreciate all your qurbani and sacrifice. How much that marriage will be enhanced. How much love she will give you. But you tell her, nay, Qurbani is wajib upon me and wajib compulsory upon you. According to the Hanafi school, I am making mine and you must make yours. Give me your money and so forth. So obviously you can do that. We're not saying no. But what will it do? Will it fracture the relationship between you and your wife, or will it enhance it? So therefore we say, husbands, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Chapter 4, verse 19. Treat your wives with love, with respect and justice. Little bit, if you spend extra, you won't die, you know. It's not a train smash or something. So don't become a makichus and a kanjus, you understand? A real miser and so forth. So we don't say it's compulsory, but we will say it's highly recommended. Mended and virtuous.
Mufti Saab, what is hawala and does it work, and is it permissible to keep money by someone who's doing hawala?
Remember, the way hawala and all that is done nowadays is not permissible. So remember, one is you are going against the laws of the land of the country. Second one, if they catch you, the money got confiscated. The person passed away, obviously we can't take his name. So he told me himself, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. He was a master in this. He told me himself. He said one day he was in the plane, Emirates, first class. He said it's always first class and so forth, you see. Then it's about 20 minutes, 15 minutes left for the plane to take off from here to Dubai. You see, wo kala paisa sabke sab wa Dubai mein hai. All this money, you see, kala paisa. You know they call it in Urdu. So this illegal money and that, they take there to Dubai. So anyway, cut long story short, so the police came and they spoke there to the steward or pilot or what have you, and they said, we want to speak to this person, Mr. ABC. So they said, there's it there. Said, sir, we just want to see your luggage and so. So he showed them. So they didn't find anything. So they told the pilot and them, said, no. Bring out and read this person's luggage. You understood? We have to investigate. It's a tip off, you see. You know, there's no honor in thieves. So somebody pumped him and somebody spied. They found over $1 million there in that bag. Rokra cash. He told me himself. You understood? I said, buy $1 million. So he said, yes. And they confiscated it. And you can't do anything. You must remember that. So therefore, and how many people lost their lives? Some always lost their lives also. We can't mention all these things, but it is a reality. So you must remember these things here. Islamically, the way it's being done now is not permissible, and you should not get involved in it. Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Do not cooperate in sin and transgression.
Mufti Saab, husband wants to give to kids certain amount from his wealth. He said the wife doesn't need. Is this correct to leave the wife out?
Well, before I answer that question, Mo Salim, and you, the esteemed listener for Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, let me tell you one thing. You'll be amazed what our Muslims do. And our Muslims, they pick in this, you know, our Pakistani, Indian brothers, and a lot of South Africans. You know where the deal takes place, Monona? If you go here to our O.R. Tambo airport, and you go on the international side, so you will find a place called the Muswalla, where we're supposed to be reading Salat. I hardly go that side there. I just read this side there. You understood? It's so far, that place there. So we just read this side. So anyway, cut long story short, so everything is done before, you see. So I'm just giving example now. It's a very bad example, but anyway. So I bring a bag, and Mo Salim has a bag. So I give my bag to him, and he gives that bag to me. The same bag in outward appearance. But one bag is empty, and the other bag is full. So or the other one is just stuffed with paper and what have you. So if a person looks at me or looks at Mo Salim, they'll see, but they're carrying the same bag. There's no problem, nothing wrong with it. And obviously, inside there, the corruption starts. They got their ways and means. They speak the code and all these things there. So imagine right in the place where you're supposed to be reading Salat, all this unda, danda, and all these things are going on. So that's how things happen, Maulana Salim. Maaf for the example, Maulana, make me maaf. But you know, I included myself also. But just to explain to the awam, when the public, what things our Muslims do. I don't say all, but some of them. Very bad example. So you must remember that. Okay, let's go now. This Baji, yeah, he says that, no, I want to sort out my estate and all that during my lifetime, you see. So now what he did, he gave his sons, his daughters, 1 million, all that. And he said, wife, Popi, for you, nothing. You come from a millionaire's family and so forth, and you're a millionaire. Is right? No, he's wrong. Quran Sharif states, غير مدار. Go and read Quran. Chapter 4, verse number 11, 12, 13, 14. Almighty Allah speaks about inheritance, the law of Islamic law of inheritance, the law of succession, and so forth. You can't cause harm to people deliberately, intentionally. Authentic hadith, Imam Malik rahimahullah mentioned in Mutta Malik, la dharara wa la dirar. So remember in your lifetime, O husbands, O fathers, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wattaqullah. Fear Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala wa'adilu bayna awladikum. I'm giving my son, I'm giving my daughter, you give equal amount. But one son, you must remember, is not earning well, or he's got certain problems, challenges, or daughter is divorced and so forth. So based on need, necessity, you give him or her more. And that is permissible. But what Islam is objecting and saying you must not do, based on brazen favoritism, this is your favorite son, your favorite daughter, so you give them more, that is wrong, you should not do that. But if there's need, necessity, then it's permissible. How can you forget the sacrifices of your wife? She is the mother of your children. She is the one who reared them, nurtured them, and now you forget her. You're a zalim husband, and even if your wife is a millionaire, you must still give her. So that is what Islam says, that whether it is in your lifetime or whether it is, you must remember, post-death, she must get her share of 12.5%. You can't say, you don't need the money, I'm depriving you. You do that, you go straight to hell and stay in Jahannam for a very long time, Quran says. Chapter number 4, verse number 13.
Of Kisab, there's a common problem in society. I'm a 21-year-old female, and I met this boy, and he wants to make nikah. He and his family have met minds, and everyone approves, etc. The problem is, he's still studying, and so am I. My father wants us only nikah, but he is financially not stable. We have to wait 5-6 years, and we both don't want to commit guna. I'm studying in Cape Town, and he's in Johannesburg. What advice can you give, Mufti Sahib?
So you in Cape Town and you're studying there, and he's studying in Johannesburg, and where you all met? You all met by the Indian Ocean Day in Durban. Is that permissible? So all the chatting online on Instagram and Facebook and Allah alone knows what and what, is that permissible? My sister, my brother, I don't know you, but I'm your elder brother. I can give you advice. Quran Sharif states, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَا. Do not even approach fornication, adultery. It is something obscene, something indecent. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلَا. And a terrible path and a terrible way. Absolutely haram. How can you be marrying a person that you have to wait for him for 5-6 years? Even your father, with due respect to him, doesn't have much common sense. But today, common sense is no more common. You must remember that. People will say, keep on making zina. In Islam, this is also part of zina. So remember that you allow your son, your daughter to communicate and date and smooch and what and all that. And you say, no, you must marry after 5 years, 6 years. I mean, where's your brains, the parents also? So remember, sister, as a daughter two of mine, I'm telling you, just forget this person, and your brother, forget her. There are many fish in the ocean and so forth. Every one of you and every parent should be looking at the following verse. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel. And verse number 32, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even go near fornication, adultery. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَا. Is obscene, indecent. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلَا. A terrible path you are walking on. Just forget one another, and inshallah, for the love of Allah, both of you read 2 rakat salah daily, anytime after Ishraq time, 15 minutes after sunrise, after Zuhur, after Maghrib, after Isha. Wake up in the early part of the morning, morning, Allah give tawfiq, read two rakats and read Surah 25 verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, grant us spouses and children and offspring that the coolness of the eyes. Just forget one another, block one another, and out of sight, out of mind, and make tawbah also. All this what you're doing is haram and not permissible. Last question, Maulana.
Kisab, is it true that you must not talk to anyone after Fajr Salah if you intend to perform Ishraq Salah?
That's not correct. You must remember, when we studied there in Karachi and that in Darulum Karachi, after Fajr, we all used to go to class. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, one of the greatest jurors Indo-Pak and subcontinent produced, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, we used to have dars. This with tafsir of Quran. So if you are talking about Islam, now I'm going for Fajr, I'm to read my sunnahs, then I go, I talk, I give them hadith, I explain to them every day. And remember, it means you must not be talking nonsense and all that. You see, who won the match, who did this, who did that, make ribat. So that is not permissible. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.